Mackie Motors pregame show here on 93.7 KKRL. Jeff Blankman talking right now with Audubon head football coach Sean Burks as, again, they get ready to host Newell Fonda here in this third round matchup as we're down to the Sweet 16, I guess, if you want to call it that, in high school football. And Coach, always good to get a chance to catch up with you.
Yeah, we're glad we get a chance to visit with you. You know, every week each class gets cut in half, and we've survived the first two cuts, and now we got a big challenge on our hands to make sure to try to still be alive a week from now.
Got to be happy, I imagine, with how you guys performed those opening two rounds, kind of went out and handled your business fairly well.
Yeah, you know, week one of the playoffs against Bedford, we hadn't played in 2 weeks. Slow start, a little rusty, a little tight, played pretty well in the middle of the game. JV took over. Wasn't sure what to expect of these Mills. We put a different defensive game plan in. They're really well coached. Having not played their district, it's hard to know what exactly it's going to look like. And we talked them up all week. We thought they were going to be pretty physical, pretty tough. And our kids went out and were ready for the challenge and executed from the get-go. You know, we limited them to, I want to say they had eight drives in the first half, seven three and outs and an interception. So, you know, no first downs and 20-some total yards of offense in eight drives. Just phenomenal defensive game plan effort by our kids to go out and execute. We were physical. We were tough. And then offensively, we scored touchdowns on the first four or five drives. So, you know, to get up 34-0 before they get a first down against a pretty darn good team, the kids are playing better and better every week, which is what you need to do this time of year.
Coach, what did you think when the brackets came out and they repotted things in a way on Saturday at noon, and you saw the pod you're in? You get Newell Fonda. You and I were talking before the pregame here tonight. You know, I told you that this is a matchup you usually see in the quarterfinals or even maybe in the semifinals or finals at the Dome. Two outstanding football teams, but you didn't seem like you were overly shocked on the challenges that may lay in front of you guys.
Yeah, you know, I think when you looked at who was remaining, you know, where they're at geographically, you know, the association typically kind of makes a northwest-southwest pod. And then with Coon Rapids losing, us being the only team left in our district, not having played Coon Rapids and Woodbine, you know, I think there's some people that want to know how good we are. Kind of go prove it time for us. We don't have a ton of quality wins on our schedule per se for a lot of people if you look at the schedule numbers. So we were pretty sure we were going to get Newell, Remsen, HLP, or some combination of them. So we weren't overly surprised with the pairings. And we know that if we want to make it run to the Dome, you're going to have to rack up some quality wins. And you know, this is the challenge now. It's a Newell Fonda team that's big, physical, athletic, well-coached, all those things that you want your program to be. Newell Fonda checks those boxes, and that's a big challenge. We're glad we get them at home. But, yeah, like I said, it's prove-it time. We knew we were going to get handed a tough pod, and the task is in front of us now.
Seems like these two teams have a lot of similarities, and you say they do, but there's also some differences as well.
Yeah, you know, as far as similarities go, you know, we both run a zone defense. We both pretty much always run a three-man defensive front. You know, offensively, we both want to run the quarterback, but we also want to vary some touches up with some running backs, use some motion. We both try to use the vertical pass game to take some shots and get some explosive plays. And you look at our athletes, you know, we both have a quarterback that's about 6 foot, 180. We both have some skilled guys that are, you know, in that 5'10", 170 range. You know, we both have linemen that are 220 to 240 for the most part. Our tight ends are 190 to 200. So, I mean, you look at the guys, there's a lot of physical similarities. You know, coaching styles are some similarities. But we both go around it a little bit different. You know, they run a little more lead, short yardage. They'll get up in the I formation and run a little more fullback. You know, where we don't do some of those things. We were a little more counter, power, pulling guard type stuff. So, but, yeah, there's a lot of similarities. You know, we both pride ourselves on defense. You know, I think they're giving up, you know, something like 10 to 12 points a game. We're giving up something like 5 or 6 points a game or whatever it is. You know, two of the top defenses as far as points per game goes, and you know that's what you got. You know, the eight man kind of gets a bad rap for high scoring shootouts and track meets, so to speak. And you know, Coach Wilkins built his program on years for how physical and how well they play defense, and it's typically a reason that they, you know, they make deep runs into the postseason and have a state title on their resume. So we're trying to do that same thing: play hard, play physical. You know, battle in the trenches, hit each other for four quarters. It should be a doozy Friday night.
Coach, Jeff Honnold, who helps me do games and on the Rewind program, we saw you guys a couple of times this year, Jeff twice and me once, but we were so impressed with the speed of you guys defensively and how quickly you guys fly to the ball. How do you use that to your advantage against a team that's going to match up with you fairly well athletically and size-wise with Nuo Fonda?
Yeah, you know, you got to rally to the ball and tackle well. You have to do your job. You know, if you're supposed to be forcing that ball back inside and you don't, they're going to get to the sideline. And if you're supposed to be inside hip, keeping him, you know, pursuing inside out, and you overrun it, they're going to put their foot in the ground and they're going to make a play there. So it's really you got to do your job. You got to flow to the ball, but you can't be overly aggressive with it. You can't be undisciplined with it. And with that, with eight-man football, there's going to be some one-on-one tackles. There's going to be some one-on-one challenges. Offensively, you got to try to make a guy miss or run him over and get some positive yards. Defensively, you got to stay with it. You got to make a tackle in space. Otherwise, it can be the difference, you know, between a touchdown and not. So, we match up similarly. You know, I think the big thing is with us, you know, most of the year we've been a little bit more athletic than a lot of the teams we've played, and our kids have kind of been able to play with that swagger and understand that. And now we got to understand that there's going to be kids across from us that are going to be as big, as fast, et cetera, if not bigger and faster. So we're going to have to use our technique. We're going to have to trust ourselves. We're going to have to understand that, you know, we can't get away with bad technique or, you know, undisciplined eyes or whatever it might be, because they're going to exploit every chance they can.
Coach, they use a two-quarterback system. Sounds like these guys pretty much the same player in a way. Do you guys change game plan at all depending on who's in, or how do you know which one's in?
Not really. You know, they're both very similar stature. They both run the ball well. They both throw the ball well. You know, if you didn't look at the jersey number, at times you wouldn't be able to tell the difference in them. So, yeah, our defense isn't going to change. It's not like they've got a kid that's 80% of the time or some major tell. You know, like last year when we subbed Skyler and Gavin late in the year, you know, Gavin comes in on 3rd and 12. There's no surprise we're throwing the ball, and Skyler subs back in on 1st and 10. It's probably pretty likely we're going to go back and run the ball. You know, if these guys are, they'll give them whole drives, they'll give them whole quarters, they'll give them the whole half, whatever it is. They'll kind of ride a guy for a while to get that kid into rhythm. And it's a good, I wish we had two quarterbacks of that caliber at any point in time to trust, as everyone would. So they've got a deep team. You know, they sub a lot on special teams and they stay pretty darn athletic and they're still pretty darn good. I think their football roster size is pretty impressive for an 8-man school. They always get good turnout. They're you know, a weightlifting school that they pump those athletes, multi-sport athletes, and they're always big, they're always strong, they're always athletic. So, you know, Coach Wilkins got a heck of a program on his hands.
Coach, defensively, their linebackers, the Christensen kid, leads them with 57 tackles, and then Greenfield, their other linebacker, second on the team with 42.5. But what that tells me is their defensive line does a good job of not allowing the O-line to get out there and hedge those guys, and they're able to free and flow to the football. How do you guys get somebody on them to free up Gavin and Ethan and whoever's carrying the ball?
It's tough. Their linebackers will line up and be able to fly to the ball. So our linemen are going to have to take good angles, and we're going to have to understand where those linebackers are going to be at the time of impact. You know, if you run straight ahead and expect to then react to that linebacker, you're in trouble as an O-lineman. You have to take a good angle to set up to where that guy is going to be. So it's really big on that. But it's also big on, you know, we got to win the battle in the trenches. We can't have to double-team somebody or get stuck on blocks or have the defensive line win a surge. That really clears the things up for those linebackers. So we need to win our one-on-one battles up front. Our running backs and our tight ends and our skill guys out on the perimeter, they're going to have to go block linebackers and corners and safeties. And sometimes there's a one-on-one battle. You're going to have to make a linebacker, a corner, safety, whoever it is, miss. But we don't want to try to make a nose guard miss or a defensive end miss as they get penetration, because then it just screws everything up.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you joining us here in the pregame on the Mackey Motors pregame show. Looking forward to catching up with you for the Mackey Motors postgame show following the game.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head Coach Sean Burks again with the Audubon Wheelers. We'll step away. More of the Mackey Motors pregame. Randy Spee is going to be joining me next for the broadcast right here on 93.7 KKRL.